the code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Break the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Alan Watt here with Cutting Through the Matrix, and this is November 14th, 2007. Newcomers, check into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as much as you want for free. I go into lots of the histories leading up to this global system we're now really into, and the various institutions and groups that are all working in cahoots behind the scenes to bring it all about, and how we've been planning it for such a long, long time. And when you can't get the people's consent, you simply force them into it through fear and terror. Also look into Alan Watt sent in sentinel.eu for transcripts you can download in the various tongues of Europe. And watching all of the things that are happening in the world, you can see that they're speeding up this process as they run out of enemies. They've got to always have enemies lined up in a row, this big military-industrial complex, because that's the only way they've controlled societies and nations up until now. If you go into your histories, you'll find that during World War II, these same groups were funded by the big institutions and foundations that are behind the major wars in society. You find that they talked a lot, they put front men out to talk a lot about the causes of wars, and of course they blamed the people for this. Yet the last thing that people think about when they're trying to earn their daily bread and get through life is to have a war with the guys over that invisible line that's been drawn on a map somewhere. It doesn't occur to them. It takes money, bankers, and governments to bring wars about, because they have to tax you to make it happen, and they have to get you all geared for it by dehumanizing those guys over that invisible line. And that's how they do it down through the ages, but they're running out of targets now, and they have them all lined up in a row. Don't kid yourself that it's just the Middle East. The Middle East is only part of the agenda, because now they're starting this saber rattling, and it's all a big con, like the Cold War was a con, to do with China. China, the country that was set up by the same foundations and the big bankers from the West, China, the modern industrial complex that supplies the world with all of its needs, is now going to be the bad guy. Possibly, mind you, not definitely, possibly in the future, because they're going to run out of all the other enemies. And how do you control billions of people without an enemy? They have to create them. And therefore, they're going to put billions more dollars into this new Falcon, this high altitude, almost a spaceship thing that will travel across the Earth. I guess they forgot all about the missiles they created in the Cold War. And this Falcon can arrive over its target in minutes, they claim, and basically deliver all these bombs. And if they wanted to, they could split the world in two. And we're supposed to chew our fingernails and hope it never happens, because that's what they did during the Cold War. We're all going to be annihilated any second. And we obeyed them very, very well, through fear. Now the music's coming up, and I'll be back after these following messages.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Matrix, and talking about the enemies we all have to be controlled as we go through this totally controlled global system. You know, the new horror show as opposed to the old horror shows that we had all over the world, because once you have a global society, you either find a new enemy or you've had it, just game over, you see. And that's what we found with the Soviet system, because once Stalin cemented the walls in their minds around the Soviet system, they have to find terrorism within old plan until everyone's terrified of everyone else, and they become puppets, and they all talk puppet language, and they're very politically correct because you don't know what your neighbor's going to say about you. And that's what's happening across the world right now. And the Telegraph, from the Telegraph Co. UK, in today's Telegraph paper, England, the headline is Gordon Brown Reveals Fortress Britain Plan. Fortress Britain. Now, they borrowed that from the term is in the papers in North America in 2005. It came out when they were having the meeting in Waco with the three presidencios, and they had golfing and all the rest of it. Now, the U.S. were told they were having a big barbecue and playing golf, but in Canada, we had more told about this signature agreement they all agreed to of Fortress America, where they would amalgamate all security forces. In fact, it had been done. And that's the same thing that was happening in Britain. So their headlines 2 years later in Britain is Fortress Britain Plan. And Gordon Brown, GB for Great Britain, has announced it to the public. And it says train passengers face routine aero-style bag checks and body searches as part of a new counter-terror crackdown announced by Gordon Brown. He conjured up visions of Fortress Britain as he unveiled a succession of security measures at airports, railway stations, sports venues and other public places. There's also to be a huge Hearts and Minds drive aimed at diverting young Muslims away from the influence of fanatics. The Prime Minister said a review of vulnerable buildings and crowded spaces like shopping centres had led to a rethink of the way they are protected. More than 250 busy railway stations, airports and seaports, as well as 100 sensitive installations like power stations, would all have to, and electricity substations as well, would be given extra security. This could include screening luggage at major stations like London's King Cross or Manchester Piccadilly using mobile checking devices, etc., etc. More buildings will be defended by barriers to stop car bomb attacks, extra blast-proofing vehicle exclusion zones and metal detectors. And this goes on and on about all the changes they're going to make there. And they want to give out a propaganda, this Hearts and Minds thing, to win the hearts of young Muslims because they're getting rather upset about what's happening to kinfolk in other countries right now. And it's quite interesting to notice that the BBC itself, right after 9/11, when they started the Al-Qaeda project to build up Al-Qaeda, it said that the security services in Britain had put out spooks there, spooks or spies, to lure young people into the internet, into Al-Qaeda. And in essence, they were creating what hadn't been there before in the first place. It's very easy to trap young men's minds and give them their leaders, even though they're invisible, they're on the internet, and that's what they've been doing. So now they're creating this kind of movement to keep something going. And, of course, they never saw this coming years ago when it was open borders for Britain time during Margaret Thatcher's era, when she opened the borders saying, well, we have to bring all these immigrants in because there's not enough people getting born in Britain to pay off the national debt. That was the excuse in the papers at the time. But they foresaw all of this, and in fact, they've been stacking the chessboard in advance of the situation because they brought in people from those very countries in large groups to get all ready. You can't have an enemy within unless you bring people in who then become the enemy. That's how it works in these strategies. And this ongoing plan, as I say, is to eventually standardize the entire Middle East. And now they're even looking towards China after that. Now, we know through the GATT Treaty, General Agreement on Trades and Tariffs, or Tariffs and Trade, that they built up China. We know that China holds the debt of the West. So here's the U.S. supposedly getting ready in case there's any trouble from China in the future by putting trillions of dollars into these new advanced, almost spacecraft that can go over their target and deliver all these incredible bombs within minutes, so they claim. And this is the guff, and I mean guff, that's G-U-F-F, the guff that we were fed all during the Cold War, because all this stuff technically is obsolete. They had, and they still do have, missiles that can reach a target, too, within minutes. Why build more aircraft? And why also even use them when you have satellites? You have the Star Wars program in space already. The satellites are repaired by the space shuttles. That's what they were designed for, not to see if we can breed spiders in space or how worms behave when they're floating through in free fall. It's all to do with repairing and putting in space weaponry and all of the equipment that's going to monitor us in the very near future. We all get our chips. And we are supposed to be kept in the dark and like sheep. Now, sheep are pretty stupid animals. They follow each other. They scatter like crazy. They will run into barbed wire fences or into ditches or swamps even in panic. And so these good shepherds look after the sheep, the people, and who fleece the sheep. They always fleece the sheep, so you pay all these taxes to build your chains. These sheep are all being terrorized into this global system where we're going to be conditioned over a period of maybe 30 years that we can't trust ourselves. None of us, not one single individual, can trust yourself. You must be predictable. And that's the world they're going to teach us to accept, so that we give up our independence, our personal independence, piece by piece, all for peace and safety. That's the con game. If you read the books I've mentioned before, like The Next Million Years by Charles Galton Darwin, he tells you, this great grandson of Charles Darwin, he tells you right in there that the elite themselves will not alter themselves genetically or any other way, or destroy that part of the brain that gives them their survival instincts, because they have to steer and guide planet Earth. But the rest of us won't need it. We won't need that. And Arthur Kessler parted him. He said, because the general public will have all their decisions made for them personally by the state. This is the brave new world we're going into. And that's why these characters at the top, these psychopathic nutcases, have disclosed through their top think tank for the Department of Defense that they see nothing but riots and breakouts and flash mobs from the general public escalating, and starting very shortly and escalating for the next 30 years. Now, what would they do to the public that would make them get off their hind ends, stop watching TV, and start rebelling and revolting? What on earth was coming along the pike? Well, you can see them already. They've taken over the food supply of the planet, because the five agri-food businesses that somehow just happened to get authority over it all are now in charge of it, like Archer Daniels Midland, that's ADM, which is Adam, Red and Ruddy at the Earth, you see. They do like their little jokes. And Monsanto and all the rest, they've all taken over the food supply of the world, and now they're privatizing into, again, a handful of people or corporations, that the water supply of the planet. Well, and all the other resources that you need to keep alive. That's your oil, your fuel, all the rest of the things you heat yourself with if you live in cold climates, are all going under the supervision of a few people, a few corporations. And remember what Professor Carl Quigley said, this new feudal system will be run by the executives, the CEOs of big international corporations. And technically they're all interwoven, because the Class A shares which they sell are owned by the same people, the same few families. All the B shares are sold off to the general public. So really, we're already owned. When that happens, you're owned. When everything you need for living is owned by someone else, you're technically a slave. And you live, as used to say in the Middle Ages, at their mercy. At their mercy. And that's where we are today. And it's happening as we've never had such a binge as before. Or we're going through entertainment binges like never, ever before, and plastic cards are flying all over the place, and credit never ends, and people really don't care. They've never had so many diversions and fantasies to take their minds away from what's actually happening as today, all by intent. All by intent. Plus, we've been attacked from birth with inoculations, genetically modified food, a lot of aluminum oxide, basically, fluoride in the water, which they knew back in the early 1900s would actually end up in the brain and destroy brain cells. All of this was known back then. So we'd be under tremendous attack to make us the most stupidest generation that's ever existed. We also have had the most mind control of any previous generation, because we grew up with the TV, television. We grew up with indoctrination being given to us every night through mainstream media and through what we thought was entertainment. Entertain means to go under the cover, to lift the veil and go inside into a fantasy. And when you're into a fantasy, you are actually, your sensor part of your brain is down. You're not expecting to be attacked. And so you start to enjoy the themes, always in a human context, because humans are fascinated, obviously, by watching humans. And that's what they give you. But in amongst all the dramas they give you, you'll find there's so many messages for predictive programming. And I'll be back with more of this predictive programming, what's been happening, after the following messages.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt, Cutting Through the Matrix. And it sure is one incredible matrix, but planned long ago, because they don't make spontaneous enemies or just decide the day before they're going to attack certain countries any more than they did attack Afghanistan after 9/11. If you look at all the troops they were already amassing on the border for months before 9/11, someone knew something was up. And this is just part of the domino effect, as they say. They set up the dominoes and then they knock them down in a row, and it's all planned. That's what you hire thousands of these guys in intelligence to do, is to plan the future. And it's all to do with control, always maintaining control over your own people first and then the rest that you want to take over. That's what it's always been about. And before I leave the Telegraph Co. UK site, I was going to mention that people should compare this to the movie put out by Terry Gilliam of Monty Python fame. And he laid it all on the line in a comedy called Brazil. Done about 12 years ago, I think, the movie. And it had everything in it, including a society run with this terrorism everywhere. No one ever sees a terrorist and even quip about that all throughout the movie. Mum, have you actually seen a terrorist? And he says, well, no. But explosions always go off and they don't find anyone. And the biggest department in the whole nation is the Department of Information Retrieval, and that's what all this is about. We're all being monitored individually. Everything about us is going into a Department of Information Retrieval. And so he knew that too, because he went to one of the best schools as well. Now, I think we got Rick in California there. Are you there, Rick?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Alan?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I wanted to bring up, to say a joke real quick, and then bring up a couple of two authors.
Mm-hmm.
The joke I wanted to say was, when I looked at this new UN treaty for the sea called Law of the Sea Treaty,
yeah.
I haven't looked into it yet, but all I need to do is look at the acronym to see, you know, we've lost the sea.
Yes.
You know?
That's right.
And
we can all see for ourselves.
You know, for those who can understand it, you know, it just stood out right to me right away. And also, I wanted to bring up two authors. One author I haven't heard you mention much, but it confirms what you've been saying. Science fiction author Frank Herbert of Dune. Back when I read it,
mm-hmm.
Years ago, you know, you have the intergenerational. I didn't understand it until I started listening to you. You have the intergenerational breeding program, the Bene Gesserit, that goes for thousands of years where they plan,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then another author was Julian May, who I read back in the 90s. She wrote books in the 80s, and it was talking about how the aliens were going to come down and bring unity to man. And unity was the unified mind, like the hive mind, sort of.
Yeah,
so it just
that's
goes
right.
to confirm what you've been saying.
That's correct. And also with Herbert, too, he talked about the whole deal was to do with spices, this kind of drug, you see. Mm-hmm. And we know about the spice wars. In the history books, always talk about the spice wars. That was the big boys from London and also from Yale University, the other group over there, that were into the opium and putting the opium all over the world at the time. That was the acronym for spice, you see. It was really opium. And they call them the Spice Wars, and that's why it was in that book as well.
Was Frank Herbert a high mason, do you think?
It'd have to be to have that insight. All these guys you find go to they belong to the Futurist Society, which is funded by the big foundations, and they pick certain authors and bring them in to the back room and say, well, this is what we want you to write about, make a good story, catch the imagination, but insert the story or build a story around these certain facts, and that's called predictive programming.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask one more author, if you could comment on her. I was wondering, what is your take on Ayn Rand or Anne Rand, her background, she was promoting, and what her...
Yeah.
You know,
well, she was sent out by the Soviet Union in reality, and her job was to act the right hand of the same body. You know, the body has a left and a right hand, and her job was to promote individualism to an extent, but then to go off in almost a fascist tangent, because one of her books, at the very end of one of her books, and I think it was one of the last ones she did, she talks about the main character who broke free from the masses and became a sort almost a godlike character, and he said, I, ego, shall conquer, I shall win and rule.
Oh, wow.
And so that was in there, too. And you just need to look at all of her associates as soon as she came across. She also was the mistress of Lord Rothschild for a while.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
Okay.
All right, so thanks very much, Alan.
Bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
And we've got Daniel in Canada. Daniel, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Alan. How are you this evening?
Not so bad.
I really enjoy your show, and I really appreciate what you do, sir.
Well, thanks. Yep.
If it's okay, I would like to share something I've learned with you and the listening audience.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
It's pretty basic, and I imagine a lot of people will think it's naive, but the past while, I've been going through an extremely bad spot in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, people I don't know, strangers, have come out of the woodwork to help me.
Yeah.
And I came to the realization, you know, at the bottom of the pit, as it were, as being a Job without a job, is that I think one of the only ways that an individual...
I'll tell you, Daniel, hold on till after the break, because I can hear the music coming. Just hold on, we'll get back to that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and we're talking to Daniel in Canada, who's talking about how people came forward to, I guess, to assist him when he had fallen hard times. You still there, Daniel? Oh, Daniel?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, could you continue?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
What I'm going to say I know will sound basic and naive to a lot of people, but I think the most important lessons are the most basic. And from what I've learned from all my troubles and through the help other people are providing me is that the only way we're going to turn society around is to stop being so inwardly focused and turn outwards to other people.
Yeah.
To bring family values to friends, to help a stranger once a week, to do some volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all being drawn in into us, into me, all the time, from TV, from the internet, mm-hmm. from fashion, from popular opinion. And that's why I feel, anyways, so many people are so incredibly unhappy, and they're walking around without a foundation.
There's no foundation because that was the agenda and written about long ago, that mm-hmm. the family and the cohesiveness would be destroyed, and therefore government and the state and those who work for the state could contact and talk to you and demand to, or order you directly, and there'd be no one around you to stand up for you. That was always the intent. And, of course, once the television came in, it isolated family from family. Before TV came in, people used to walk around and visit each other with their families all the time. and communicate, and the communication stopped. They all sit in their own little boxes with their jaws dropped and they're hypnotized, and there's no communication, and now they don't know how to communicate with each other. And when they do, all they can do is, like Brzezinski said, is talk about what they've seen on the television.
Yeah, so it's like there's all this programming 24/7 to turn people against each other and even against themselves.
Absolutely. Again, that's true. It's also to make you unsure about yourself, because people explained in sociological books, they used to hire socialist scientists many years ago to do studies on mass control and what makes us all tick, and they found that they could eliminate all competition being people talking to people. They could eliminate it all, and then the people would only be able to parrot what they're downloaded with from mainstream media. And that's why the mainstream media always gives you a pro and a con, two experts to debate something, and one of the experts will give you what you choose as the answer. It doesn't occur to you that there could be other options and other alternatives to what they say. And so yeah, they have us all debating little trivia things generally when the big decisions are already made at the top long before the issue hits the public, in fact.
Right. So it's like all these big decisions that are swamping people, and I don't know, I feel that something that would really help is to turn to the little decisions between people, like, I want to help this person, you know?
Yeah, that's what we've got to do is regain our humane attitudes towards each other.
Exactly.
Because we've been separated from each other, we become inhumane because we adopt a producer-consumer society. We adopt into that, and we adapt into that, and we become psychopathic in a sense and desensitized to the fact that many drop to the bottom in the society, a lot more than people know, and the safety nets that they pretend are there are no safety nets at all. Generally, people will come forward and help people, and that's where true help comes from. It's from people helping each other, and we've got to stop this being inside our own little head space where we think it's nice and safe, thinking about last night's soap opera, and start thinking about other people, because that's true. We've got to get our humaneness back, our humanity back, and before it's too late, because we're on a really bad slope right now.
Yeah. Well, I'll hop off the line and give other people a chance, but thank you very much for letting me just say that basic wisdom I've lost for so long.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling. And now I think we've got Ryan there. Ryan, are you there?
Hey, you can hear me?
Yes, where are you?
Yeah, New York.
New York, yeah.
Earlier in the talk, you briefly mentioned how entertainment works because your guard is temporarily put down.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking how George Harrison has really strange songs once you become aware of the propaganda matrix.
Mm-hmm. Have you any in particular, any particular ones you're thinking of?
I've Got My Mind Set on You.
Yeah.
And the lyrics roughly go along, it's going to take a lot of precious time, it's going to take a lot of money, do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And they just put in this hunky-dory fashion, and you don't really... I don't know, that could just be a joke, or it just could be part of programming.
Yeah, okay. it could be the programming too. But I know that he was the quieter one in the whole bunch. And by that time, just before he died, they all knew, the survivors knew, to a man, that they'd all been used. They all knew that one continued to be used and was quite happy to go higher up the social ladder. But Lennon knew as well, because McLuhan told them when they visited Canada that they're actually getting used, because Lennon truly believed that a peace movement could literally alter the world and get people communicating, get back to some kind of value or something. And he was shattered when Marshall McLuhan told them that you're all, because he really respected McLuhan, when McLuhan told them that you're all being used.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they all knew. They all knew eventually, and I think Ringo Starr eventually did a tour to say they couldn't remember a single thing during the whole Beatles era. because he was in such an alcoholic haze most of the time, which is a great way of protecting yourself.
That's probably how they probably purposely handled them to be like that.
I've no doubts. And it's maybe a wise thing, too, after one of them gets shot, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it really goes. And the whole culture industry and what was to be in was promoted from the top. And the ones who started off the particular Beatles era, and with Martin and all the rest of them behind them, and all the high technology they had much better equipment than anyone else had ever seen. I'm sure that all came from the military industrial complex too. And even stereo came. I can remember when the Stones said that stereo would never take off, and they were still carrying on mono. And Martin came out with the stereo stuff, and it simply took off like crazy. And a lot of psychological tampering went on with the particular Beatles songs. If you listen to the style of the songs, it was meant to go hand in glove with particular types of being stoned and certain drugs that were out at the time. It was really purposely designed for it. You know, Strawberry Fields Forever, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, LSD, and all that. You know.
Well, the Adorno's, he's pretty tough to read.
Adorno is, and people realize that Adorno, who was a professor at different universities, one starting in Germany, held the rights to all the Beatles songs up until he died, and then Michael Jackson bought them over. Paul McCartney put a bid in, but didn't get it.
Yeah,
and,
I think it's on Wikipedia that he died in 69.
Yeah.
Still fit, because they broke up in 70.
That's right. But Adorno, too, also had a school started, and he was at the Frankfurt School, too, part of that whole team, where they studied the culture creation industry to realize how much the culture of the West really created the average American or North American person through all the advertising and the lifestyle and so on. And they realized that it was a massive psychological tool. Everything that came out of the media was a tool that could be used heavily to guide whole millions of population along a certain path. And they also knew that this was well understood in Adorno's school by the ones who ran the West, those at the top of the West. And they had conflicts at times with people they had to work with during the Cold War. So you literally had a Trotsky, and they were Trotskyites that were recruited by MI6. Ardent Trotskyites, they fell out with the rest of the Soviet Union. They wanted perpetual revolution. But they also teamed up with MI6 and the fascist side during the entire Cold War up to the present day. And eventually all got together with the one path, which really is a fascist system that we're coming into, that we're won over eventually.
Yeah. Before I read what attempted to read Culture Industry by Adorno, I didn't even think you could even think like that. You know,
yes.
They're so much smarter than us. It's not even...
Well, he himself was well-versed in some of the best almost metaphysical literature you can imagine, which contains techniques of memorization. And he even said in one of his main books that he hated having to write in English because it was too limited a language. He preferred German. And that even though it was going to be translated and the English readers might lose the train of thought, he said, because my sentences could be a whole page long. And most people in the West, it's true, they can hardly read a single line now without losing track. If it goes over 2-3 lines, they lose track of the beginning of the sentence.
Oh, definitely. You can't really read more than a sentence at a time in Culture Industry without really, especially without footnotes. It's very difficult.
Yes. But I could, and I've read all of his books, and I could follow his train of thought all the way through. Although he said himself that very few could. But it's incredible when you realize that these guys have been trained from birth for this kind of stuff, you understand?
Yeah, they think on a different level.
Yes, they do, and he was incredibly elitist as well. Elitist. All these guys, the Trotskyites also believe what the fascists believe, and that was that the most intelligent had the right to rule the masses. They had a right to rule them.
Yeah. Well, like the guy that showed you the globe, the dome, Toronto,
yeah,
and he didn't want to tell you why. It was probably because that's where he's going to be living.
I'm sure he's probably been promised his own little bed in there. And but yeah, this is and he was, he's a lord, this guy now.
Yeah, the guy how did he even end up bumping into those people?
Well, his name was Galen Weston. And I've been through so many different scenes of music and all the rest of it, you eventually get to know people. Because especially I was versatile, and I could do studio work, I could get groups together for rock musicals and play on stage, and I could also go off and do solo work with classical myself.
Yeah.
So after big shows, you get to meet the hobnobs who'd ask you off and home just to show you off, I guess.
Yeah. Is that back to the other side of the coin? Is that you?
Pardon?
I like that one.
I can't say too much about the stuff I've done. There are too many lawsuits.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that.
And very bruised egos, too.
it was good talking to you, Alan.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And, yeah, we do have quite a world here. It's amazing. Some people's lives, you meet so many different kinds of people in different situations, and that's what I've been doing. And I also wrote various books under a couple of different names as well in the past. Now we've got Mike in Tennessee on the line. Are you there, Mike?
Yes, Alan.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best you can do once you've woken up, which I wanted to talk to you, how do you get by without being able to converse with people anymore?
I tell people initially you've got to learn something which is hard, and that's to live inside of your head, because you still have to mix with society, realizing that they're so conditioned, and just to survive you have to mix through them or interact with them. And you can't simply, even though it means go back into robo-talk, I call it robo-talk and robo-speak.
Yeah.
And you see the things they expect to hear and you know, this usual sort of banter that they're used to. Have a nice day, how are we today, sir, etc. And so you got to go down into robo-speak and simply bite the bullet, as they say, and live in your head most of the time, especially around people that you have to live with or interact, like families and so on. There's no point in creating disharmony at home. Even though you've woken up, these people are still living in a slumberland where they've suspended their ability to be incredulous. They've suspended it. They're in suspended animation, in a sense. And you're coming from a different world. They truly believe the television. They believe the news. And you're telling them stuff that they've never heard of before, and it can't be true, or the boys on the television would tell us. That's how they really believe, they think that way.
Oh, I understand, but I have some friends that have halfway woken up.
Uh-huh.
They'll get to a certain point, and it'll be like a topic on religion. They can't go any further.
No.
I mean, they're stuck right there, or even the money deal.
Yeah.
I can't understand how these guys can do without money.
Yes.
When you explain, they invented money, so what do they need it for? It's only for power.
Mm-hmm.
All they want is power. They don't care about money.
Yeah, here's the odd thing, too, though. Even though people have been hammered like never before, like no previous generation before, with indoctrination and blatant poisoning, basically, not all of them is fast asleep. Part of them in this day and age is also to do with deciding. They're deciding all the time a future, whether they like it or not, even if they want to live in denial. They've all heard the mainstream news that we've all heard.
Yeah.
And no one could possibly ever say today they didn't know. There's not one of them. They could not ever say they didn't. They might not know all of it, but they can't say they didn't know what's really going on, and what the U.S. and other countries are doing to the Middle East and other countries, and what's and their own people, for that matter. They can't possibly. And so this selfishness or this behavior they have is also a decision. It's a personal decision. And you have to respect that as well, that they are making a choice which is going to affect their own personal future here, and if they're religious at all, elsewhere as well.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
It's just so hard because I grew up in this culture, and then once I woke up, I can look back and see where I've been manipulated by television.
Yes.
See why I've made decisions from the things that they've implanted in me.
Yes.
And it's in my subconscious, and mm-hmm. once it's loose, it's like your subconscious starts to grow.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
It does. It actually soars at times. It takes off on you. Your mind will take off. And all the accumulated knowledge that's all compartmentalized starts to come together so quickly and starts to make sense for the first time because your mind is starting to work properly.
Oh, I noticed when I quit watching television that my IQ jumped 20 points.
Yes, that is a fact. It does, yeah.
People don't understand that.
Yes. The TV is hypnotic. I mean, it's, they knew that when they gave it to the public. It was designed to be hypnotic.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I hear the break coming, Alan.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks for calling. Back up to these messages.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And we have John from Texas on the line. Are you there, John? Hello?
This is me.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm just doing away. Yeah.
I have a question to ask about... I was hearing some things about... I love the old ancient stuff that you talk about
yeah.
back from the early Egyptian civilizations.
Mm-hmm.
and how this was all started back then. But I have a question about, I'm hearing about the pretty much the blood, how the whole blood is started. I'm hearing that the elites, how they use all their spiritualism and how they all interbreed and they have like AB negative blood, mm-hmm. and that everybody else has like O positive and that they're calling their blood more perfect or efficient than ours, because
mm-hmm.
they pretty much are holding the AB type of blood, and that's supposed to be from the early days. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything about that?
Oh yeah, there's lots out there on it. However, I mean the primary cause here is the fact that even in the most ancient times, now the world is a lot older than even Egypt, an awful lot older, and so as civilizations have come and gone down through the ages, the psychopaths get to the top through brute force, because mm-hmm. they're ruthless, and once they start interbreeding, then they're guaranteed to create the same types, and even the advisors around them become the nobility as they interbreed as well into their own, and you have this whole conglomeration at the top, this pyramid structure of really psychopathic personalities. And the trick has always been to use something they call money. That's what they introduced into society. And as long as, I don't care what money is, it makes no difference what it is, those who control it will always be in charge of you. So this is their entire structural system. And even the United Nations has said that the purpose of the global citizen is to be a good producer and consumer. Well, really, is that what we're all born for, to produce and consume? Well, it's an economic system, and it's not a natural system. So you have interbred psychopathic types at the top who also will recruit psychopaths that spontaneously come out amongst the general population if they have intelligence, and they'll recruit them into high positions as well, because they need ruthless people to control the public.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's not really the blood in itself. It's probably genetic, certainly, in that, even Plato talked about the ability to breed certain types of humans and breed out traits or breed in traits. And for kings and queens and rulers, they wanted people who could be ruthless when required. And that's what we've had right up to the present day.
Just one more question. Just one more question, because I know a lot of people want to talk to you. But do you know anything about how the Jehovah's Witness religion, started?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if it's part of a plan too to infiltrate, you know, the religious sector of our society. But
all of that came out. They started movements in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and I think Charles Taz Russell started off the Jehovah's. I always get them confused with the other ones, Seventh-day Adventists. But Charles Taz Russell said that the Gentiles had enough, that they were always warring with each other, and it was time for a new Israel to rule the world. And he's buried under a pyramid opposite the Masonic Lodge in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, I think. So that tells you all you need to know. And it's got 666 on the side of his tomb.
that's crazy.
So that's the music coming in. And from Hamish, myself, up here in Ontario, Canada, that's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent